are listening to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Alex Conant, press secretary for the Republican National Committee. With just one day before voters head to the polls to select the next president of the United States, as well as the makeup of the next Congress, we want to get his opinion on what voters should keep in mind as they head to those polls on Tuesday. And Alex, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Obviously, the biggest issues of this campaign have been talked about a lot, from the economy to national security to all sorts of other things, social values, leadership, experience, and everything else. But if you could crystallize the Republican message for 2008 for folks, what would it be?
Well, I think that in times of crisis like we're facing right now, we need tested leadership as a proven record of reform, and that's what John McCain is offering.
And in terms of explaining how that would translate to the next 4 years, what issues do you think we would see the biggest difference on between these two men?
Well, I think the economy is the number one issue in this election. And on the economy, you have a really clear choice between John McCain and Barack Obama on taxes, which is, you know, the nation's fiscal policy is the most important thing for the next president to decide in terms of the economy. John McCain wants to keep taxes low. He wants to give families and small businesses more money in their pockets so that they can create new jobs. Contrast that with Barack Obama, who wants to raise taxes on small business owners and entrepreneurs, and as he told Joe the Plumber, spread the wealth around. We think that would hurt economic growth and ultimately eliminate a lot of jobs.
Where do you think we're going to focus the most attention tomorrow night in terms of the electoral map, Alex? Obviously, there's a lot of states that are very, very close right now. Most of them were red states in 2004, and obviously John McCain needs to win back most, if not all, of those. Where are you focusing most right now?
Well, you're right. It's a very unique year in that there's a lot of states that are very close this late in the game. We're concentrating on Pennsylvania, Ohio, Florida, Virginia. These are huge states with a lot of electoral votes at play, but we think John McCain, at least according to all the public polling and our own internal polling, John McCain stands an excellent chance of winning those. If he wins all four, he'll be the next president of the United States. If he wins three out of the four, then we have to look at how a bunch of the other states, especially some of the western states, New Mexico, Colorado, Nevada, see how those play out. So I think it's going to be a long night because, according to all the polls, it's a close election in those battleground states.
One of the most recent ads we've seen from the Obama campaign, and there certainly are many out there, is the one where someone's driving along and they talk about where each of the candidates would lead the economy. They say if you're supporting or thinking about supporting John McCain, just look in the rearview mirror and you'll see the Bush policies, and that's what you'd get for the next 4 years. What's the Republican answer to that?
Well, we think this election is about the future and not the past. And Barack Obama, he wants to run against George Bush, and unfortunately, he missed his chance 4 years ago. John McCain is not George Bush. Over the last 8 years, they've disagreed on a whole host of issues, and John McCain's been very clear about where he wants to take the economy and what he wants to do differently. This is a choice between John McCain and Barack Obama, and who voters think is best suited, best prepared to lead the nation in times of crises.
What about on the congressional side of things, Alex? Most folks expect Democrats to keep their majorities in the House and Senate, but the margin is obviously where most of the attention is. What states do you think will make the biggest difference there?
In the Congress, everyone expects that the Democrats control it currently, and everyone expects that they're well-positioned to expand their majorities. We're on the verge of electing the most unbalanced government in a generation, and I don't think voters want to see one party controlling everything with big majorities. And so part of our message in the final hours here is, you know, think about if you want Democrats in charge of the Senate with near filibuster proof majority, solid control of the House and control of the White House, then go ahead and vote for Barack Obama and the Democrats. But if you want to see checks and balances here in Washington, then you should vote for John McCain and the Republicans.
In terms of the experience issue, that seems to be the thrust of an ad that your own organization, the RNC, has been putting out there. Explain how you think that's resonating with voters as you follow the events on the campaign trail and do your own internal polling and that sort of thing. How big of an issue is experience for voters right now?
We think preparedness is a very big issue in this election. John McCain has been tested time and again and proven himself to be a leader who has good judgment in times of crisis. Barack Obama, we don't know, because he's never faced a real crisis. He's never been in charge of anything. He's never been in the U.S. Senate. He started running for president almost the day he was sworn in, and he spent most of his political career seeking higher office rather than actually running government. And so we don't know how he'll respond to crisis. He's never been tested like John McCain has. And looking around the world, looking at all of our enemies, both terrorists and trouble spots like Russia and Iran and Venezuela, and then just here at home, looking at the economy and the economic crisis facing everyday people, this is not the time for untested leadership like Barack Obama.
What kind of a turnout are you expecting? What kind of get-out-the-vote operation are the Republicans putting together right now?
Well, we hope and expect that turnout will be very high. We want everyone to vote, regardless of who you vote for. We think it's important that as many people as possible participate in the process. Here at the RNC, we've put together a very aggressive get-out-the-vote operation. This is the same operation that was so successful in 2002, 2004, and even in 2006, where we saved a lot of close House seats. This year, our operation is better than ever. We've actually made many more voter contacts in 2008 than we did in 2004. We've got millions of volunteers across the country making tens of millions of phone calls, and I'm sure many of your listeners have gotten knocks on the doors and pieces of mail and calls from Republicans and folks supporting John McCain in the last couple of days, because it really is important that everyone get out to the polls.
Last question before we let you go. Alex, what kind of momentum do you sense right now? And if you do sense it, how strong is it?
Well, I think the momentum is definitely in our corner, and you see it in all the public polling. Races, states like Pennsylvania that look to be out of our reach even a couple weeks ago are now within the margin of error according to the most recent polls. We've pulled ahead, and according to a poll that just published, we've pulled ahead in places like Florida and tightened the race in Virginia. This is going to come down to a lot of very tight states, and it's just very important that everyone gets out to vote. If you're voting for John McCain, I can't emphasize enough that the pundits have been proven wrong time and time again in this election cycle, and to prove them again wrong tomorrow.
Alex, unfortunately, we need to let you run. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Alex Conan is press secretary for the Republican National Committee. This is Dateline Washington.